Well, I don't know if you were seeing any of the footage of the hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Tahrir and some other places around Egypt, but those crowds were obviously cheering on either because they're supporters of Morsi or because they were relieved that Ahmed Shafiq did not win. Morsi won by 52%, which is the number the Muslim Brotherhood had put out. So obviously this was also quite a divisive election, and many Shafiq supporters will be disappointed. But I think the overall message that we're hearing from the activist community and from Brotherhood supporters today is one of relief that Shafiq did not win this election.
Do people feel, the activists and supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood feel, that the objective of the revolution has finally been realized?
I don't think that anybody is naive enough to believe that the revolution's objective has been realized, especially at this point, because obviously over the last few weeks we've seen a number of measures by the military that have further expanded their powers, their role in drafting the constitution, their power longer term. And so this has been seen as very much part of the ongoing struggle of revolutionary activists against the Mubarak regime, which is, of course, the military regime that's controlled Egypt since 1952. But what I do think for many revolutionary activists, what Morsi's victory today means is that there is some hope in pushing back against this regime because of the Muslim Brotherhood's own desires to establish its rule. So in a sense, if you're thinking of this in terms of civilian-military relations, today is a victory for civilian relations in that sense, because the Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi will be the first civilian to ever rule Egypt since the 1952 military coup.
Some people are saying that people in Tahrir Square were saying down with military rule and all that, and to Morsi's win is a pushback to the military, and for that matter, the rejection of the Mubarak era in its entirety. How do you see it?
Well, I think ever since Ahmed Shafiq got into the runoff round, there has been a significant contingency within the revolutionary activist constituency who decided early on that they would support Morsi at any price in order to challenge Ahmed Shafiq, who obviously represents not only the military but also the Mubarak regime and a return to everything to an Egypt before January 2011. Now, the military has made clear over the last few weeks that it is very keen on preserving its powers in the constitution, but that it's also keen on controlling the constitution drafting process, which would enable it to give it a special status moving forward and special powers moving forward. So yes, for many people, they do see the Muslim Brotherhood as a group that would that instinctively will need to challenge the military in order to solidify its own role. It's made its position clear over the last 10 days that they reject the latest set of military decrees passed by the military, that they are insisting the military did not have the right to dissolve parliament. So we're likely to see a lot more movement and a lot more pushback, obviously, than we would have seen with Shafiq, who would have needed to clamp down on the kind of protest and what he'd call disturbances that would have challenged his rule.
Now, some people are saying that no matter who won the election, the military seemed to have positioned itself such that it will make the presidency weakened politically and not have enough powers to govern. How are people responding to that on the ground?
That's absolutely true, and a widely held view in Egypt, obviously, because what we've seen ever since the June 4th decree, which gives the military a permanent role in civilian law enforcement. We then also saw the addendum to the Constitutional Declaration, which gave the military legislative power, which gave the military a substantive role in drafting the Constitution, a role in establishing who will actually, in selecting who will draft the Constitution, and then the day after that, the creation of a National Defense Council, which would then expand the military's role in decision-making on security issues, both internal and external security. So all of these have been measures which eat away at the powers of the civilian president. And while the president retains the right to appoint the cabinet as per the latest amendment to the Constitutional Declaration, if the military controls legislation, this means it will control the state budget And this means that it will also be able to put a stop on any of the institutional reform plans that the Brotherhood have. So we're likely to see a tug of war between the military and the Brotherhood over the next week or two, since Morsi now with confirmed as the new president with the legitimacy of democratic election behind him will be in a stronger negotiating position to discuss what powers the new president should have in this period.
Some people who allegedly voted for Shafiq voted for him in fear of the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you think the Muslim Brotherhood will try to take steps to allay their fears or concerns?
Well, I think the Muslim Brotherhood has to prioritize a number of constituencies now that Mohamed Morsi has won. The vote for Shafiq did not come out of nowhere. It was not just a vote of members of the previous regime. It was also a vote that reflected legitimate concerns about what position the Muslim Brotherhood will take on a number of issues. One of these issues is the position of the Christians of Egypt, and the Coptic Christian community being the largest one. And I think what we need to see from Mohamed Morsi very, very soon in the next few days are confidence-building messages and steps taken to address the discriminations that Christians in Egypt have experienced, to address the pattern of sectarian violence that they have experienced without the protection of the state. This is one issue. The other issue is also what position Islamic law will play moving forward. The Brotherhood have said that they're happy with the retention of the language of Article 2 of the Constitution, which says that Sharia is one source of legislation. The Muslim Brotherhood will also need to reassure people that they do not plan to expand this, that they do not plan to give in to the demands made by Salafis, and that they will retain a lot of the legislation that we have in place right now in terms of women's rights and in terms of the rights of other religious minorities. I think if the Brotherhood is strategic enough to realize that this will strengthen them if they are more inclusive and if they are respectful of human rights, then they can really move forward with the kind of broad-based coalition that they're talking about. But they need to address the concerns that led a lot of people to vote for Shafiq.